Kids put social media way too high on their list of priorities.
Many high school students are living their lives online through social media. Deshaun Green is a student at Leonardo da Vinci High School in Buffalo. Green says social media infiltrates into the classroom where it's not allowed.
In the middle of class, they'll, like, stop, tweet something, put something on Facebook, take a picture, put it on Instagram.
Green displays a mature attitude about social media. He says a constant need to send tweets and posts is not important in a student's life.
Social media doesn't really get you anywhere. And a lot of it's drama, really. And it's just, so it's like an addiction, really. I feel like it's an addiction.
There's so much pressure to be on social media, whatever it is, whether it be looking at a new video on Facebook, looking at pictures.
Dan Wilczewski is a student at Global Concepts Charter High School in Lackawanna. He notes social media has become a constant distraction for students.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on kids with social media because if they don't use it, they feel left out. Kids are always saying that, oh, did you see this funny video? Or did you see what this person said to that person? I don't know, just a lot of drama, and they feel like they're missing out.
Online living has created more social anxiety and bullying for these high school teens.
If you have really thin skin, it can really get under your skin. Like, people tweet things that they aren't supposed to, obviously, but it's, like, really, really bad.
Da Vinci student India Hector says social media bullying is very difficult, even destructive for some.
Like, I know someone that actually cuts themselves over social media, and I asked her, why don't you delete it? She's like, well, I don't want to, but that's causing your harm.
Hector brings us even deeper into the teenage life of low self-esteem. She describes the fear of failure.
Who gets their permit first? Who gets the highest grades? You know, who has the prettiest clothes and the prettiest teeth?
Those of us who are at City Hall, maybe we're at City Hall too much. We need to get out into the buildings.
Will Carestis is Deputy Superintendent of Student Services for the Buffalo Public Schools. He stressed the importance of meeting and listening to all students.
We need to really get out there, listen to their voice, and remember, their parents need a place at the table too, because parents expect that we're going to be listening to their children, and why not do it all at the same time?
Because some teenagers are really quiet and don't want to speak to adults, period. They're scared of judgment from older people.
Hector worries about students who walk hallways with their head down. She fears they're suffering from depression and need attention. Some students say teenagers are disengaged in the classroom because they're simply bored.
Well, what I try to do is keep the outside world separate from my classroom.
Deborah Grine is a science teacher at Da Vinci.
When I go into my classroom, my primary objective is that the students learn the material and become scientifically literate citizens. No matter what they are doing in my classroom, what their ability level, I want them to be able to take something that they can use out in the real world.
Still, students complain of the homework load and ask for more school supports.
The homework load, sometimes it can be a lot, especially if you miss school, because you have to make up a day or two in advance.
Students say they need help learning time management. Others have growing responsibilities in their homes.
How do you expect a teenager just to know how to manage their time? Like, that has to be taught. You can't just be learn by themselves. You have to gradually go into things.
And some teenagers are putting jobs before their academics. But Da Vinci student Green says earning money is the reason.
What I worry about now is how I'm going to pay for college. Because it's going to be really expensive. And I don't know. Like, I don't want to spend forever paying off my loans. I want to have little to no loans.
So, yeah, I'm scared to go to college. I know I have to, I have to. Education is everything. But the amount of work is crazy and the stuff they expect you to know. And I don't want to fail. I'm definitely scared of failure.
For Da Vinci student Hector, she believes problems students encounter in their education all starts with their family life.
Because before you go to school, you live with your family.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.